Aksha. Wonderful. So we have conquered technology yet again. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm here in Hawaii yet again, and today we have something absolutely beautiful to talk about. I'm going to share with you some wonderful findings that Brother Nicholas and myself have been exploring and dwelling upon and experiencing. And it comes from a book which has clarified certain things. I don't normally take as much benefit from reading books as I have from this one. And it's a very unusual creation, this book. I'm going to show you this cover. The cover of the book, in fact, doesn't give away much. You might have read this. Busting Loose from the Money Game. You seen that book? Alright, so we're talking about something absolutely wonderful today, because of course, as ever, what we're dealing with here is experiential. Experience, 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 experience is the main thing we're dealing with. We're not interested in theory, we're not interested in reading hundreds of books. We're interested in having beautiful and wonderful nourishing experiences that bring us into new and uplifted states of being. And so when we come across something which is very experiential and powerful, of course, we need to share it and gain that experience and allow that to grow. And so this book is something which we have been talking about anyway, but it shares it in a slightly different way. So I'm just going to talk to you about that. And it's called Busting Loose from the Money Game, and it's by someone called Robert Seinfeld, or something like that. Just looking from over here. And basically it's dealing with the subject of money, although in fact if you read that book you'll find that it's not talking about money at all. It's actually talking about freeing ourselves from the illusion of money being a real thing, which you have to go out of your way and get your hands on it and then bring it into your experience. You know, so there's an idea that we have to go and get money, go out and get things, go out and achieve things, go out and do things, and they're outside and I have to grab them and pull them in and then keep a pile of cash underneath my mattress, you know, have a piles of things so that I feel better about myself. You know, that's a way in which a lot of people operate. So you have to stockpile things and get insurance and all this sort of stuff, and then hopefully we'll be safe. And as of course you're already aware, that is not the true safety, nor is it true liberation, nor is it going to lead to any real and lasting sense of fullness. And so one of the things which this book talks about again and again is that there's two stages, and I'd actually like to change some of the things that he's saying here, because I feel there's more levels than is mentioned in this book. So, but what is mentioned here is that in phase one, as it's called, we run around thinking that this is a real world. Here it is all real, and you can see a real house, and there's Brother Michael here with his head and his eyes and his hair and everything. And this is a real place in Hawaii, and this is a real computer, and you're sitting in a real room on a real chair looking at a real laptop or some sort of computer. And you have real money in your real bank account and a real car and all these real people in your life and all this stuff. And so the phase one stage is where we think all this stuff is absolutely real, absolutely meaningful, and we can go around accumulating it and getting more of it and stockpiling things and feeling better about ourselves the more we have. And then he says phase two is where you realize, there's a new stage where you realize that in actual fact none of it is real, and that the only thing that is in fact real is your consciousness, is that you are an eternal being, and contained within you is the power to manifest this creation which you're perceiving around you. So from that perspective, everything you're experiencing, including how much you've eaten today and what you did and what you didn't do and how much money you have and what's going on and all the things, all the people, all the galaxies, everything is your personal creation. And you have created that single-handedly through what you have put into a holographic plate. So this is a wonderful thing. So let's look at this again. You're an eternal being. You have got a bit like a filter through which you project your beliefs and ideas about what's real and what isn't. Based on what you stick on that filter, imagine this screen you're looking at. There's a screen. Based on your beliefs, you're seeing the things on this screen here. So if you can change what's going on the screen, you can actually change what you see behind the screen. So in this case, you've manifested Brother Michael. Brother Michael's waving at you. He's saying hello from Hawaii. And this is your creation speaking back at you right now, which is a wonder. So Brother Michael is sending you love and blessings, smiling at you for some reason, over there in Hawaii. And this is your creation, and you have created it single-handedly through your beliefs and your ideas about what reality is. So, isn't that a wonderful thing? So congratulations, you've created that computer, all the things around you, and everything else. So aren't you a wonderful being that you've managed to create all these things, you know? Something which is in fact an illusion entirely, a holographic illusion. You have managed to make it so real that you've convinced yourself it is absolutely and totally solid and is a real world. So if anything's a wonder, then that has got to be one of the biggest of all wonders. That from a state of infinite potential, you now have before you this entire creation. So how does that feel to you? Are you in awe and wonder of your own creation? Are you happy to have created what you have? Because it is an absolute wonder, really. And let's look at this. Look at this from another perspective. Taking this slightly deeper is that in this book, these guys talking about phase one and phase two, and is saying that phase one, you thought everything was real, and phase two, you realize it's an illusion. Now, I would like to say that, in fact, that could be taken to another level, where really, the eternal reality, which goes beyond phase one and phase two and any phases you might be called, is just infinite potential. And this infinite potential is what is referred to as the soul world, or Param-Dham, the land of peace, Nirvana, the spiritual home of all souls. So there is this world of infinite light, world of infinite potential, the world of silence, you know, and various spiritual traditions talk about this. In Christianity, it's mentioned rest in peace, R.I.P., on many, many gravestones, and in the funerals, they say rest in peace. And they're talking to the world beyond, the world of peace. the world beyond sound, beyond space. And so this is the highest realm, the realm of infinite potential, the realm, the home, the ultimate reality, which is beyond form, beyond sound, beyond space. It's so powerful and so perfect that you don't need to do anything, you don't need to say anything, you don't need to achieve anything, because it's all just perfect the way it is. So it's so good that there is no need to manifest anything. And so, of course, the more time we can experience in that state, the more enjoyment we're going to be having, because there's nothing better than the infinite divine peace, the infinite divine light. What a joy. What a joy. And I try and spend as much time there as I possibly can, because quite honestly, that's where the real reality, that's where the foundation of everything here in this world comes from. It comes, originates from the source, this world of light. Parandam, Shantidam, Nirvandam. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so from there, we conscious beings have manifested the original way of being, which is where we realized that everything is a wonderful creation, everything is perfect. And so I'd like to just add something to this book, Busting Loose from the Money Game, and this stuff, because there's an interpretation that the world is messed up now and we're gradually coming out of it. And I'd like to add something here, that in fact, as powerful conscious beings, our first creation, our number one creation, our original creation, is absolute paradise and perfection. Perfection on earth. You know what people are talking about, the new age, the golden age, the new phase of humanity actually exists in the past and is the original state of human consciousness. It isn't that we are going to experience this thing in the future. It's actually a repetition or a remembrance of what we already had before. So it's nothing new what we're creating. So phase one, really, phase one of life, the original way of living, is of absolute perfection. And if anyone's on the superhero training, I've done an audio file about this morning, about how to re-emerge those experiences, that ancient wisdom, that ancient divine clarity and way of being, of knowingness that we originally had and is still deeply within us now. You know? It's deeply within us now. And so it's never gone anywhere. It never can go anywhere. It's always there. And this is really, 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 really important news, because if you're trying to manifest something which is this faraway place, this faraway thing, something outside of yourself, then actually that's not going to work. And it isn't going to be possible. But when you realize that everything is already contained within you, already, and you're just re-emerging what already exists, then you're in a much more realistic place, a much more genuine place, from which to recreate those things that are already there, hidden within you, like hidden in a hidden secret garden within yourself that you didn't know existed because it was so wonderfully hidden away. You know, it's like a secret door into another reality. And it's just there in your back garden, but you didn't know it was there because you never noticed it. It's a secret, divine, majestic kingdom which is hidden away within you. And it's always been there. So our natural state, our original state, is this perfection. And then gradually, 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 we lost that state and ended up thinking everything was real and that we were victims of this big bad world and we had to go and get our hands on stuff and go out and achieve and pull things into our life and then hopefully everything would be alright once we've done that. And now the phase three, I would say, is returning once again, a remembrance, a return to the state where we have once again realized that everything is created within consciousness and that the only thing that's real is the light that surrounds this apparent creation, this holographic reality. So, how does that sound to you? In terms of practically making use of this, you know? This is something for us to practically experience, not something to think is a wonderful theoretical idea and a divine way of seeing things, but to actually realize that you are a constant and eternal creator of your reality, very, very practically. And so let's just take a moment now to realize this, to accept this, and to experience this. So right now, take a few breaths. Take a few breaths. If it's wonderful to hear about this, it's wonderful because this is your creation. So thank yourself for being powerful enough to create in your reality right now someone who is reflecting back to you the divine clarity that you already have within you. So I'm congratulating you. You are congratulating yourself because you're a wonderful being, and this is how powerful and wonderful you are. So I'm sharing my love with you because you're sharing love back to yourself, which is absolutely beautiful. So let's just enjoy this moment together. Just taking some breaths in gratitude and appreciation of our own wonder, of our own magic, of our own power. Realizing the entire of our experience, how we feel, how this body appears to be, the things in the room around us, the people, the sounds, the scents, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental experiences. It's all a creation. Right now, right now, right now, right now, contained within consciousness. Wonderful creation. Wonderful creation. It's a joyful creation. So welcome, welcome, welcome again. Welcome back to the wonderful world of creation. Such a joy. Such a joy. And so we have to enjoy ourselves, you know, the wonder of spiritual power, the wonder of spiritual joy, spiritual love, spiritual peace is something else, you know, it's something else, it's on a level of its own. And so what I'd love to deepen with you now, having said all this, is how to deal with this situation, how to deal with the depths of this on a practical and ongoing basis, experiential basis, all the time. And so what it means, what this means practically, and in fact, I'd love to read you something, and if my sweet princess over here wouldn't mind getting me the divine versions from today, I would love to read something. Thank you so much. So what it means, literally, is that the world, this apparent world that you are seeing, is not at all real. Thank you so much. Thank you. This world is not real. This body is not real. And there's a wonderful way of explaining this. So you have to forget this world. It's a practice. The practice of forgetting should be done in the morning, and you have to return home. I'm just, something I read this morning was deeply touching. I'm just going to find this for you. So as it happens, I can't find exactly what I was looking for, but I remember the essence of it, which is to forget everything, forget, literally to forget it, and consider as if, this is the main point, to consider as if none of this is at all real whatsoever, to as if it is not even there. You know, this is a wonderful practice to consider that there is no body at all, there is nothing here, despite appearances, there's nothing here, there's no people, they're all holographic illusions, there's no countries and no money and no things, nothing at all is there. To literally consider that there is nothing there whatsoever, except spiritual consciousness, which is infinite peace and infinite light. So, can you take this on as an ongoing experience? This is the question, this is the challenge. Can you literally take it on to such a degree that you see that there is nothing there whatsoever, and that you are watching everything happening in its own way, on its own, you know? That you are not this, so this is a subtle science here, because this is where things start to get slightly tricky and sticky. the person, okay, this is something deep, the person who you think you normally are, this person with a face and stuff to do and things got to be done and times, and was born in a, you know, came from a mother in a womb and will die and has parents and all this. That person who we think we are, if we can take the attitude that person is literally non-existent, doesn't exist, doesn't have any relevance, doesn't have any meaning, doesn't have any life whatsoever, you know, if we can crack this one thing, the rest of it is basically job done. There isn't a real person called Brother Michael who is actually capable of saying saying and doing anything at all, because Brother Michael does not exist as an independent creature or as an independent being. What this means, does, so you're asking, does this mean from one lifetime to the next? So what it means is that each lifetime is basically just an experience on in a movie. You know, this analogy of a movie is actually very useful. So you can imagine that lifetimes are basically like different scenes in a very long movie. And quite honestly, considering time is relative, you've probably seen movies that go through many, many years within one movie, you know, and they start off when someone's born and then they end up when they're dead or something, or it could be over a period of lives, or something like Back to the Future, which is all over the place. So within a movie, you can have different scenes, different times. So Brother Michael, for example, since he's on the screen, Brother Michael is a character. So does not the piece of you that is Brother Michael have no relevance through the physical manifestation? Have no relevance through... Okay, now let's just clarify what this word relevance even means. The only... Let's just try and understand this simply, and then we'll understand it in another way as well. So it's the simple, the essence, the absolute clarity, the kind of overall thing we're dealing with here, is that there is only one thing that is real, and that one thing is eternity. Eternity, 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 eternity. And the one who is experiencing eternity is a being of infinite, eternal light. Eternal, infinite light. So the only thing that is real, and the only thing which is capable of having any experience whatsoever, or creating anything, or doing anything, the only thing that is actually real, or has any relevance, or has any power, is this light, this infinite light. And the soul, spirit, is known as being like a point of light, a tiny point of light, an infinitesimally small point of light. Okay, so there's infinite light. And this infinite light, see, what we're doing is we're flipping something inside out, you know, so Jennifer here is saying that you've seen a 360 cinema where there was skiing going on in the mountains and it looks like it's all real and you can see it all around you. I remember going to somewhere, I think it might have been Disneyland or Disney World, I think it was in Florida when I was a young boy. I went to the States, went to Disneyland, and I think might have seen the same thing actually, if it was in Disneyland. And so what we normally think is going on is that the same place. Yes, we probably saw the same thing, isn't there? Wonderful. So I was impressed, and there was another one driving around in a car, going really fast around the bends, and that was a 3D thing wearing those glasses, and that was quite interesting. So we've got a wonderful movie going on here, which appears to be very, very real. It's very, very convincing, you know, so it's absolutely incredible how convincing this movie appears to be. And nonetheless, it's just a movie. So we normally think, I am this person, and if I am a spiritual being, then this spiritual being somehow is behind the eyes somewhere, watching this wonderful thing. And we're wandering around in this world as if a driver of a car, and this is all the world around us, and we're watching it. Now, that's one way of seeing it, but to see it even deeper, we need to flip this thing inside out, so that rather than I am this soul wandering around in this world and there's this real body, is to flip it the other way around and see that I am eternal light, and inside this eternal light is a being of supposed matter. So this infinite light, infinite peace, is what is surrounding and within everything. And inside that, somewhere or other, even though inside and outside don't really matter, is a being of light. Yeah, there's a being of light all the way around, and Brother Michael is part of this experience. And so all these lifetimes are apparent appearances within this light. Basically, that's all they are. They're appearances within light. And that's all you're dealing with all the time. Appearance within this infinite light. And as soon as we start thinking any of it is real, then we start losing our wonder. You know, the wonder of everything becomes less, becomes clouded. The more that we start using the word I and my, I am this person, this is my house, this is my computer, this is my rocking chair, this is my whatever it is. These words I and my referring to this cuts down, cuts back, reduces the awareness and the experience of this eternal thing that's going on. And so that is something for us to genuinely take on, you know. So in fact, neither of us went to Disney World. Disney World came to us, actually. That's what happened, funnily enough, and we are sharing some similar experience in consciousness. And that's a wonder. If anything is a wonder, then this has got to be the biggest of all wonders, you know, that there are these apparent people going around doing things. You know, like right now, Brother Michael is seems to be being bitten by a very persistent little creature, a very persistent little creature that's flying around his feet. And it's a wonderful thing in consciousness. That's all that really can be said about it. And so, what are we going to do? Can we take this on, you see? This is the question. Are we prepared? Do we have the courage to take this on as a reality on an ongoing basis? So I'm asking you a question. Can you take it on fully? You know, this is a little challenge for us, because superheroes means we've got to have to understand and actually do this work, you know. This is the, like, the deepest work, this is the greatest heroic effort, is to actually snap out of this illusion and see things for what they are, you know, on an ongoing basis, and stop thinking that we're these people here on these, with these bodies, doing all this stuff, you know. To actually be able to let go of this supremely wonderful illusion. You know? So I'm asking you a question. Are you up for it? And if you're already doing this, then are you going to take it to the next level? So Jennifer, are you up for it? Because Jennifer, you send us all kinds of wonderful things, and I find them wonderful. So the question is, can we take this? Yes, you're finding it easier and easier. Yeah. So this is a wonderful thing, right? Because I'm going to share with you something to add to this, which is where I feel a lot of people misinterpret things, and where the whole thing starts getting confusing. I hear a lot of people speaking about oneness, you know. A lot of people who appear to have no real particular deep experience of these states of consciousness, and yet they quite liberally say, oh, we're all one, it's all one, like this, really liberally. And I find it quite funny, because it's such an easy thing to say, and yet to understand what this actually means on a very experiential and deep level is an entirely different thing from just being able to say something. And so what you're saying here about everyone watching it, because is that if you haven't read anything about non-duality, if you read Ramayana or some of David Hawkins' stuff or any of the Vedic stuff, okay, yeah, being miles away. So if you look at any of the stuff about non-duality, okay, what you'll come to hear one way or another is that there is no one else. There's only one being. Omnipresence is only one being. And that one being is everyone, and everyone is the same thing. And I never felt comfortable with that. And I understand why people say this, because you want to get away from the illusion of the separate self, as in, Brother Michael is me, and I'm real, and I'm real, and I'm not going to let go of anything. That's a big problem. And so to understand how to experience these deep states of consciousness, where you can let go of the body and let go of the person, and yet maintain the clarity that we are all living beings. Not that the body and the person is living being, but there is an eternal spiritual being. And so this is something which I feel very few people can get their heads around or get themselves to really feel on a deep basis. That each of us, and I'm talking about the spiritual beings here, the conscious beings, each eternal being of infinite light is real and has contained within it their own version of the movie, you could say. You know, like, so you could almost say there's one big screen. This is one way of looking at it. There's one enormous screen, and on this wonderful screen, you could say it's divided up into different bits of the screen. And no two people are going to be able to see the same version of this wonderful creation, this wonderful movie. And so we're all watching this wonderful movie together, and we are all real, and we are all different, we're all unique beings, but the one who is unique, the one who is real, is not the person who is watching the movie, not the person who's participating in the movie. The real being is entirely and totally separate from that. And the more people who start realizing that they are not the one watching, they're not the one playing, they're the one who is holding within it, the one who contains this wonderful creation, the more people who start seeing it from that perspective, when you zoom out and you see the bigger picture, the more that happens, the more there's an atmosphere created where we can all start actually seeing things for what they are, rather than thinking that they are the appearances on the screen. So what you're saying about the more other people do it, the more you can do it, is very true. And I'm just going to read what you're saying here. I see the spiritual light and the world and life at the same time, and I find this natural, and the real reality in colors and light as the bridge, and then the people more appear real when they vibrate higher. Yes, yes, indeed. So the more we are in that awareness about what's actually real, the more we start seeing things differently, and the more everything changes. Wonderful. So Jennifer, you already have been experiencing. So you're not Jennifer, obviously. You're an eternal being of infinite peace, watching this entire thing, and of course have a name and a form which is associated with you. And it's good that you're experiencing it, because what you're experiencing is a natural state of consciousness. And the more you remain stable in that experience, the more you are doing a massive and powerful service to the world. You know, absolutely the most powerful thing. Going around trying to do good deeds in the world, thinking that we're these people doing all this good stuff, is extremely harmful, actually, for the world, funnily enough. It's actually a problem, because it comes from the position that we are these people, which is a basic flaw. So for someone to just be in the consciousness of who they really are, and whatever they do is going to be of benefit to everyone else in a massive way. Because it's spiritual power and spiritual presence, which is the core of absolutely everything. So the question is, and what I'm trying to clarify today, the challenge, the question, is are we going to take this on fully as a constant experience? And let's remember this word constant, 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 constant. Constant, you know, not on occasion, not when we do meditation and when we think about it, but to live our life in that space. You know, this is the challenge, to live our lives in that state of being, you know. And if we've been experiencing it anyway, then of course the challenge is turn up the volume, turn it up so it's powerful. You know, I've had visions of what it was like at the beginning. You know, I'm very, very greatly and deeply blessed to have had clear visions of how it was at the beginning. You know, the real phase one, when we first started experiencing this human reality, was where what we saw was its constant love. And I remember I was sharing this in an audio file earlier today, that it's so powerful, so deeply, deeply powerful, that we can hardly stand up. There's so much love and there's so much happiness that it's so strong, it's barely possible to even move around. But we are moving around easily, but it's just the feeling is it's so intense that it's almost overwhelming. It is actually deeply overwhelming. And so that is the benchmark, where there's an overwhelming experience of infinite joy and infinite bliss. That is our benchmark. And so this is the challenge I'm giving you on this wonderful occasion here in this apparent situation we've created together, is to take it take it on, and laugh ourselves all the way down the road. I'm just going to read what we're saying here. If I do that, I can just see the light, so I have to concentrate making it seem real, and it's running both realities at the same time, and then bringing in light, and then coming in to talk to people. Yes, indeed, that is correct. And also, one thing to add to that is to realize that the light and this reality are all happening at the same time anyway, and there isn't actually any coming and going in and out and up and down, really. And so, with that in mind, it makes it easier. You know, like the mind itself is the thing which can create separation and create the apparent differences between this world of infinite peace and this world of form. But actually, they're happening at the same time, and they're all in the same place, all at the same time, all in the same way, which is a joy. So I think your special homework, Jennifer, is to come into the awareness that they are totally grounded in the same place at the same time, and there's no difference between these two realities, because ultimately there isn't. And it's a bit like the world of light is right here. And I like to take the position that we are already in our home now. You know, it's taken a while for me to come to realize this, funny enough, but I feel the most appropriate, powerful way to go about things is to say we're already at home now, and we're just having fun watching these people wandering around thinking they know what they're doing. And so let's ground it in. This is the homework. Ground it in deeply. Realize we are the infinite light. We are the light of God. We are connected to this divine source. And just to deeply enjoy a rest in peace, essentially. Rest in peace now while this is all happening. And allow that magic to take care of all the details on its own. Release any responsibilities and stress completely. And just enjoy the abundance for what it is. It's all the same thing. So, yes, I'm very glad to see. I'm also watching it, I the soul, I consciousness, I'm watching Brother Michael talking these things. I have no idea what Brother Michael's going to say. I'm watching it as much as you are. You know, we're all watching together. And all these apparent characters, they're all happening in their own way. Because who knows what's going to happen next. So it's an absolute wonder. It's a fascinating wonder that we're just witnessing this whole thing happening. So our homework, our home play, our divine experience is to let go, release. Yes, my friend, we are children of the universe. We are safe. That's such a beautiful statement. And it's a joy from the depth of my heart to be able to share such beautiful things with you, beautiful beings who can comprehend this stuff, you know, because like the Buddha said, it's rare to have any even awareness of enlightenment. And what we're talking about actually is enlightenment, you know, whatever you want to call it. And it rarer still is it to strive and to aim and to even have the intention of experiencing that. And so here we are on this wonderful human creation, able to share these things with each other and to be able to cultivate that awareness. So yes, big love, big hugs, and such deep appreciation, because this is wonderful stuff here. This is the wonderful treasure. This is the divine gift of the universe, which has been landed for us in this earth plane for us to enjoy. And all of us divine beings are watching this together with such love and joy in our hearts. And we're holding space for each other, you know? And what is transpiring today in this time-space continuum is affecting the overall creation in a wonderful way. And all we're doing is letting go, releasing the madness, and having that divine love and sharing that divine love with each other without any effort, because it's natural. You know, unconditional love is natural. You don't have to do anything. It's not anyone doing anything to anyone else. It's just flowing through, because that is the essence of our own divinity, of creation, of our natural being. And so it's just a joy, you know? And in fact, there's nothing to be done at all. We just have to let go. Let go of the one who thinks there's things to be done, and the rest can take care of itself. So I'm going to leave you there, my dear friends, and I wish you to have the most beautiful moments ever. And to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and just share that experience in ways which you will be inspired to do with yourself, with others, and spread this atmosphere into the world. So I leave you with those few words, and sending so much appreciation. Thank you for being and sharing today. Yes, wishing you everything and more than you can imagine. So from this apparent illusion in Hawaii, lots and lots of love. We love you, and it'd be lovely to meet up sometime. Many, many blessings and aloha.